For those online, we are now back, and Maria Reuters is going to demonstrate GarageBand.
So GarageBand has been around for a while on the Mac. It came with the Mac as just kind of your home music producing tool. You had to use a keyboard with it, a music keyboard, and then you could record tracks one on top of each other, and so you could make the keyboard play different instruments and all that kind of stuff. This has been available on iOS for a while. I was actually going to do this last year, I think, and then we didn't have the Vibach demo. And so we're doing it this year, and I think some changes have come to this app. It is quite a complex app, so I can really only give an overview, and I hope this helps if you want to play with it yourself. To me, it's more a toy. If you're a sophisticated musician, you can actually do a lot of things with it. So it's on iOS. There are a few differences if you use the iPad or the iPhone and iPods. On the iPad, for instance, you have a double keyboard on top of there, on top of each other. And there are other differences that I'm not so familiar with. It is accessible, and that is huge, because a lot of these music-producing apps are not. So if you have like a piano, it may not be accessible. If you have a guitar, it may not be accessible. I haven't found many that are accessible. But this one is. It's by Apple, and it is now, it used to be you could get it for $5. Now it is free. And I guess it became free with iOS 8. So I'm going to bring that up now.
App switcher. Home. Page 1 of 1. Page 2 of 10. GarageBand. Running.
Landscape.
And it turns into landscape, so you can't use it any other way. Even if you have your orientation locked, doesn't matter. So it's now in landscape. The home button is on my left side. The first thing I want to do is show you the different kinds of instruments. They call them touch instruments. We will go through a few of them to see what you can do with them. So the instruments are here.
Keyboard. Play an on-screen keyboard with piano, organ, and synth sounds.
So this is the keyboard, first touch instrument, and now I'm scrolling with three fingers to the left.
Drums. Tap on drums to create a beat. Guitar amp. Plug in your guitar and play through classic amps and stomp boxes. Audio recorder. Record your voice or any sound. Sampler. Record a sound, then play it with the on-screen music keyboard. Smart drums. Place drums on a grid to create beats. Smart strings. Tap to play orchestral or solo string parts. Smart bass. Tap strings to play bass lines and grooves. Smart keyboard. Tap chords to create keyboard grooves. Smart guitar. Strum an on-screen guitar to play chords, notes, or grooves. Keyboard. Play an on-screen keyboard with piano, organ, and synth sounds.
And that's where we started. This is the first one that I'm going to try out and show you what you can do with it.
Keyboard. Play an on-screen piano, organ,
and I double tapped it. On the bottom is the keyboard, and on the top, one third of the top is basically your controls. And I'm starting, and I'm going to swipe right. So I'm starting on the
menu,
menu, and then
tracks, button, rewind, button, keyboard.
Oh no, that was not swipe, but
play, button, record, button, jam session, button, settings, button, master timeline, playback head, adjustable.
So that's the next line.
Song sections, button, octave, zero, adjustable.
So this is for the keyboard particular. The first ones, they are basically there for any kind of instrument, but this is for the keyboard instruments now, the octave.
Sustain, off, but keyboard mode, normal, adjustable, scale, button, arpeggiate, button.
Okay, and then we have the keyboard.
Keyboard.
And then I can, right? The first thing is like the octaves.
Octave, zero, adjustable.
It's adjustable, so I could
plus one, keyboard.
Oops.
Octave, plus two, keyboard.
And so on.
Octave, plus one, zero.
I can also use a
keyboard mode, normal,
keyboard
adjustable
mode,
scrolling.
And this is now scrolling. On my keyboard, I have a little over an octave, like maybe 10 white keys and, you know, a few black keys. So now I'm in scrolling mode, so I can
keyboard. Keyboard. Keyboard.
And I scroll to the left. scroll to the left, and so on.
Can you play the key you want to play? Like, you've just been playing random keys.
I think what Amy's asking is that, you know, within that octave, can you figure out where each key is by moving your finger?
Yes.
If you wanted to play, like, an F sharp.
You actually just started playing part of a song.
Yeah,
I'm trying. Taking it to the ball game.
Okay, look.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, thank you.
So, you know, I don't think anybody will ever play Chopin on this or like that. But I was trying to help the Red Sox here a little bit. Another thing you can do, I like this a lot, you learn a lot about music, so you can actually use scales. This one is just, you know, your typical piano or keyboard with its white keys and black keys, but you can also...
Scale, button, scale.
And here are a bunch of scales.
Selected, off. Major, major pentatonic, major blues, mixolydian, klezmer, minor pentatonic.
So let's do blues.
Mixolydian, major blues, keyboard.
So now the keyboard looks differently and it has only the keys that I would need in a blues scale. Or I could do a...
Scale, button, scale.
If I don't know what a minor key sounds like.
Scale, button, scale, selected, major blues, mixolydian, klezmer, minor pentatonic, minor blues, Japanese, minor.
So let's do that.
Keyboard.
That's a minor scale.
Now, are you just sliding your finger across to each one of those?
I'm tapping my finger.
Yeah.
And there's nothing other in the way. There are no black keys in the way now. Only the notes that belong to this scale are here. There's also arpeggiating. I'm not quite familiar with that, so I'll just skip that. I can do sustain.
Sustain. Off. Sustain. On. Keyboard.
Okay.
Sustain, on, button, sustain, off.
This is the keyboard. You can also do a lot of different sounds with it. So I'm going to the menu.
Menu, button.
And I'm going
grand
to...
Grand piano, instruments. Grand piano.
So there's instruments and grand piano. So I'm going to grand piano because this is what I have.
Sound chooser, save, button.
And now I'm getting in the sound chooser. I have a bunch of organs and pianos, but then... There's also a lot of synthesizers, and I can get to them if I press a tab on the bottom of the screen. So here is, for instance...
Heavy metal organ. Smooth clap. Whirly.
How about...
Heavy metal organ.
This one here.
Menu.
So now,
button. Keyboard.
I can go to the synthesizers, so I...
Menu. Button. Instruments. Heavy metal organ. Sound chooser.
So I'm going
save,
to
button.
Classics.
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 Button, two of six.
Or
LEDs. Button. Pads. Button.
I don't know
six.
What they are actually, you know, but I just
selected.
Just do
pads.
One.
Five of day spa. Marie's. Warming waves.
How about that?
Menu. Button. Keyboard.
And there are many, many, many ways of making these sounds different. The next one I want to do is the guitar.
Menu, button.
So I have to go to instruments.
Warming waves.
Again.
Warming waves, instruments.
Here's the keyboard.
Smart guitar, strum an on-screen guitar to play chords, notes, or grooves.
So there it is.
Smart guitar, strum an on-screen
Double
guitar
tap.
To play chords. Menu, button.
And this looks now quite different. That's like a fretboard. And
F.
So the chords are built in. So you can just, you know, strum or whatever you want, or just tap.
C, G, D, minor, G, C, G. Guitar, chords, G, C, guitar, chords, G, C, F.
Okay, and so... I'm always thinking that if I were at a camp, like fifth grade campfire, and somebody
when I was at camp,
right? So you could just play your songs with this, and you have to have a jam box, of course, also. So your iPhone and your Jambox instead of your guitar. So this is the way that you play chords. It has, I think, 6 or 8. So
you actually strum? I mean, how do you actually, or do you just tap it?
No, you just move your finger a little bit, you know, like
C, F.
Or you can,
C.
What are you doing actually?
What am I doing? I'm just using my thumb and my index finger and just tap on different. So the chords are sitting next to each other. This is from left to right.
E minor, A minor, D minor, G, C, F, B flat, B diminished.
Okay. And then you can just do, let's say I'm here on
C.
That's C. So I can just go up and down with my finger a little bit to do this.
Guitar, chords,
right?
F.
So this is in chord mode now, and I just want to show you also the autoplay.
Instrument settings. Button.
Instrument settings.
Instrument settings. Instrument settings. Got selected.
Okay.
Instrument settings. Autoplay. Off. Adjustable.
So autoplay is off.
Off. One.
There's one.
Selected. Instrument settings. Got instrument settings.
And now if I just tap.
Guitar, chords, C.
It plays, it does its own playing.
F. G.
And I can do another one.
Instrument settings, button, selected. Instrument set, autoplay, one, adjust, two.
So this is another one. And here's three.
Four.
Right?
Oh, that's so cool.
So.
Selected. Instrument settings. Guitar. Chord. C. F.
Now, how do I stop this?
F, B flat.
Instrument settings. Selected. Instrument autoplay. 3, 2, 1. Off.
This is the chord mode. I can also put this in notes.
Instrument mode. Chord selected. Adjustable. Note selected. Selected. Instrument settings.
So now I just have some, like a fretboard, but, you know, I can just play notes.
Guitar. Notes. Guitar. Notes.
Right. So, again, what I also want to show you is the other guitars. This is the acoustic guitar. So.
Instruments. Acoustic. Sound
so
chooser.
Let's do, heading.
Hard rock.
How about this one?
Menu. Button. Guitar. Notes.
It's a wonderful toy. It is actually a little difficult if you don't have any help, I think, because I could see a lot of these things. But there are tutorials also on AppleVis, and I learned a little bit from that. It's not totally obvious.
This doesn't accept MIDI. Could you hook this up to like a MIDI keyboard somehow so you could play on a regular keyboard?
I don't think so. I think you have to use the Mac for that. But I'm not sure. I haven't seen that in the help. There's also a help available if you're interested in it, but it doesn't talk about the accessibility features.
Menu, button.
And we have...
Hard rock, instruments. Smart guitar, strum an on-screen keyboard, play an on-screen keyboard with piano, organ, instrument 1 of 10, keyboard, play an on-screen, drums, guitar amp, plug in your audio recorder, record your voice or any sound.
So the audio recorder can... The audio recorder is just an audio recorder.
Menu,
if
button.
If somebody wants to record something, we can then have that in different voices. So like...
Record, button.
So I can just say... This is just a test. Let's see how this sounds in all kinds of other voices.
That beat in the background is a metronome, obviously.
It is, it is. Yeah. I think I can turn that off.
Yeah.
So now you can hear this...
Small room, button. Large room, button.
So let's do that.
Selected. Large room. Play. Rewind. Play. Button.
To test. Let's see how this sounds in all kinds of other voices.
Telephone. Selected. Telephone.
Yeah.
Stop. Button.
Yeah.
Rewind. Rewind. Button. Rewind. Play. Button.
To test.
let's see how this sounds in all kinds of other voices.
Basically, it's effects is what she's showing.
Yeah.
She's demonstrating
effects,
audio
yes.
effects.
Effect.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Monster. Button.
Monster effect.
Bullhorn. Button. Dreamy. Button. Large room. But dry. Button. Robot. Button.
You
chipmunk. Button. Selected. Telephone.
Yeah.
Button.
You double
do the monster, Maria. Let's hear
okay.
it as a monster.
Maria monster?
Yeah.
Monster. Button. Selected. Monster. Play. Button. Stop. Button. Rewind.
All right. So that's the audio recorder. And, you know, that is just basically in general you would just use this if you want to, you know, sing or play. Or play a real instrument. Another one is
menu button.
Great. Well, instruments. On the voice part, that is there some pitch adjustment? In other words, if you're singing Star Spangled Banner, you can't hit high C. Will that thing make you sound like you're hitting high C?
Oh, he's talking about pitch correction. I don't know if it has. I don't know if GarageBand has pitch correction.
No, it. I don't think it does.
My songs, instruments.
Have you tried the drums, Maria?
The drums, I can. I wasn't going to, but maybe I can show you them.
Sampler, record a sampler.
So here's the sampler. So a sampler is basically you can record a sound and then basically use that sound as an instrument. So you can do like doo. I created one with glasses. So
selected new sample button.
Let me see where that is.
My samples button selected. My samples. Giggle.
That was there.
Glass.
So this is my glass.
Selected. Glass.
So let's see.
Keyboard.
Yeah. There. So.
Selected. Instrument setting. Instrument setting.
So I have my keyboard here.
Keyboard. Keyboard.
Well, sometimes I have to turn voiceover off. I don't know.
Voiceover off.
That's my little sample from clicking two glasses together.
So you recorded it and then it'll play it at all the different pitches.
It does that. You can take any sound. You can. GarageBand doesn't have any wind instruments. So if you play a sound on the flute, you would have at least a few tones that sound then really kind of like a flute.
I was thinking, what if you wanted to sing multiple tracks? Can you put them together?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would use the voice recorder for that. What I would do is create a track, then the next track also with the voice recorder, and so on. So you could just sing with yourself.
And I assume you can probably set up so you can monitor one track while you're playing, while you're recording the second track, so you can sing along with it, and then
listen with headphones, I guess.
Yeah,
where you are, you can hear the bars, and you can, you know, all that. Somebody wanted the drums, so okay. So, oh, I have to turn voiceover on again.
Yeah.
So
voiceover on drums. Tap on drums to create a beat.
So here are some drums.
Menu, button.
I can try this. You can learn what they are. I think you can set it so voiceover actually tells you what they are. And you can also use these drum kits, the electronic drum kits, but I haven't really done anything with them. So that's that.
Menu, button.
And now I'm going to play the song that was actually on GarageBand as a sample. And I'm going to show you the mixer. So,
menu, button, my songs, saving, GarageBand, heading, page 1 of 2, bottom of screen, curtain call, demo, button.
This is called curtain
call.
Swipe
up or down to select a custom action.
And this is they did that in, I think, 8 tracks, and the first 4 are these instruments, these touch instruments, and then they used real instruments to kind of, I guess, yeah, right. So, and also a voice. So,
curtain
you can
call,
listen
demo,
to a little bit
button.
Of that.
Swipe up, curtain call. Loading curtain call. Live Rock Kit Mixer. Mixer control.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to rewind this.
Rewind, button, rewind.
And then play. And it's not the whole song, but we can just, you know, listen to this, so.
play,
and
button.
Then later with the mixer. And that's
rewind.
It. What I see now is all the tracks, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I have to scroll up to see this, the other four. I'm turning the mixer on.
Live Rock Kit Mixer. Mixer control. Mixer controls.
And I'm playing this whole thing again, but I will just use the mixer to play the different instruments as solos. Okay? So... first
Live
of all,
rock kit.
What
starting
they are,
one. Beat one.
This is...
Kick one. Live Rock Kit Mixer. Mixer control. Smart Bass Mixer. Mixer control. Classic Rock Organ Mixer. Mixer control. Synth Bells Mixer. Mixer controls.
So these are all GarageBand instruments. And then
page
we have...
Three. Clean Amp Mixer. Mixer controls. Crunch Amp Mixer. Mixer controls. Audio Recorder Mixer. Mixer controls.
So, all right. So
page one of three.
To play this again.
Play. Button. Live Rock Kit Mixer. Mixer control. Solo. Button. Selected. Solo.
Oh, this is the drums.
Yep. And then...
Selected. Solo. Button. Solo. Smart Bass Mixer. Solo. Button. Selected. Solo.
So this is a smart bass.
Selected, solo, button. Selected, solo, solo. Classic rock organ mixer, solo, selected, solo. Selected, solo, solo. Synth bells mixer, solo, selected, solo.
No, the bells, we just have to wait because they're not in every, they are.
Coming, but going.
There we go. All right. And then.
Selected. Solo. Solo. Page 2 of 3. Clean amp mixer. Volume. 41%. Solo. Button. Selected. Solo.
This is a real instrument.
Crunch amp mix. Clean amp mixer. Selected, solo. Crunch amp mixer, solo. Button, selected, solo.
Now, is there a vocal? Is that, can you solo that or is that?
Yeah, more? But I don't know what this one is.
There, audio recorder boy. Mixer. Crunch amp mixer, selected, solo, solo. Audio recorder mixer, solo, selected, solo.
That's it. Oh no, there's a few more things that I wanted to show you. And one is the settings.
Settings. Button.
And
track. Button. One of two.
With settings, you get the track settings and the song settings. So let's say you want to create a song. You can then...
Select it. Song.
In the song settings, you can do this.
Metronome. Switch button. Off. Count in. Switch button. On. Sound. Click. Tempo. 156. Key, E major.
So you basically set your key depending on, you know, like I can't sing very high, so I just, you know, set my key to a certain certain notes that I can sing, and you still play, basically, you use the C major keys, right? If it's in major.
Run in background, off. AirPlay, Bluetooth, switch button.
This is for the whole song. Now,
rows 1 to 6 of 10.
There's also...
Track, button, 1 of 2, selected.
For
track,
a particular
one of two.
Track.
Acoustic, heading, mute, switch button, off. Solo, switch button, off. Volume, 71%.
And you can also change the volume on each track.
Reverb, 47%. Adjust quantization, none.
Do GarageBand sounds have a special format?
Once you're done, you can convert them into MP3 files and send them to someone.
Done. Button.
And I don't know,
menu.
You know, I haven't
button.
Really imported MIDI files or anything, but I think you can do that because I think these are probably just the tracks that you create with the GarageBand are probably MIDI, I would guess, but I'm not sure. Then the other thing is loops.
Loops. Button.
And the
reset.
Loops...
Button.
So we have...
Cuban Sunsax 01, 2 bars.
So you can have all kinds of loops for all kinds of different genres of music.
Cuban Sunsax 03, 2 bars. Cuban Sunsax 03, 2 bars. Selected. Apple Loops. Button. 1 of 2. Abstract Atmosphere 015, 2 bars. Abstract Atmosphere 015, 2 bars. Afghanistan Sand Rabbit 05, 2 bars. Afghanistan Sand Rabbit 0, rows 11 to 18 of 200, rows 11 to 18 of 200. African King Jill 01, African King Jill 01, 2 bars. African King Sanchi 01. Rows 11, rows 18 to 20, rows 24, rows 31 to 38 of 200, rows 31 to 38 of 270. Bottom of screen. Bar band basic drums at 13, bar band basic drums at 13. Cancel. Button.
These loops are in alphabetical order. But you can also order, just get them by instrument. So if you set it to instruments, you can then, you know, pick up your banjo loops or
so
you
then
can,
you create a track with that, and then you create.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you would. Let's say the tracks. As long as you make your song sections not too long, you could just maybe, you know, like play a loop for 4 bars or for 2 bars or whatever you wanted to do. So there are many, many loops and many, you know, things you can play with. That's basically my GarageBand demo.
I just tried downloading it. And
yeah.
I saw that everybody know it's 100 megabytes.
Yeah, it is big.
Do the gestures work on... Are you using an iPad or a phone?
iPhone.
It sounded like the gestures work, but they don't seem to be working very well on the opening when you first install it. So
the typical gestures for me, except, you know, sometimes when I play the keyboard, I have to turn voiceover off, and when I turn it back on, it works. Seems to work better. Real big
okay.
Access filter. 11 apps.
There's an introductory screen that offers to have you buy something. Yes, that's what I'm on. There's an OK button there. Really, I couldn't find it because you can't gesture through to it.
There are some instruments that they want you to buy. I haven't bought any yet. When I got this, it was still, everything was free. So, but I think they have now instruments that they... You can also have jam sessions, which I've never done. But if, you know, one is the band leader, and then you get a few people together, you can actually have a band.
This will be an extracurricular Vibug activity. We create a band.
Can you write sheet music output from this if you can't?
No, not from this, but there would be more professional cakewalk and
our member, what's her name? Rosie, she's a professional pianist. She uses GarageBand on the Mac.